Some people may be familiar with spoken word poetry or may have attended a poetry reading. Beowulf is the adjunct professor of English at Kishwaukee College. He says there is a slight difference between spoken word and slam poetry.
The slam is the competitive part, and you have a 3-minute time limit. You get 2 rounds. Your points are added up to see if you go to the final round.
Wolf says these points are determined by random judges, and they judge on a scale of 1 to 10. Matt Weibel is the assistant professor of communication at the college. He says people should be authentic when they are performing slam poetry.
We don't need another Taylor Molly. We don't need another Beowulf.
We need
a you. We need you to be your own poet, to have your own style, your own flair.
Taylor Molly's poem, What Teachers Make, was one of the examples that Weibel and Wolf used during the workshop. The performance is on YouTube. Here's an excerpt from that performance.
I make parents see their children for who they are and who they can be. You want to know what I make? I make kids question. I make them criticize. I make them apologize and mean it. I make them write, and then I make them read.
Wolf and Weibel also shared a couple more examples. Omar Holman and A.R.'s open letter to black people in horror movies and Asia Samson's 90s love.
I want to love you like the 90s. I want to love you like Jordache backpacks and trapper keepers. I want to love you like you love your beeper.
Wolf says slam poetry shouldn't be a cookie cutter performance.
The beauty of poetry slam is that it's whatever you want it to be. Okay, the whole point about the points that they do, even they say at every poetry slam you go to, the first thing they tell you is the points are not the point.
He says the points do not indicate the poem's quality.
Like, I've gone to slams where I've given it my all, and I get a low score, and then I feel bad. But on any given day, it just depends on what the audience is there for, what they're looking for, what they like. So just do it because you love it.
Wolf also says it's okay to use profanity when performing, but it isn't always necessary.
So I encourage you, when you do use profanity in poetry, to find a different way to say what you want to say, so that when you do use profanity, it actually has more of a meaning behind it. It has more oomph to it.
Wolf says another way to be effective is for the poet to recite the poem like they mean it. He says the poet should memorize their poems. Weibel says there are things that a poet can do to help them memorize their poem. One way would be to look in the mirror while delivering or even recording their performance.
Along with that, I would say practice it in front of people, because you don't know, oh, this line was funny, I didn't realize that, until you've actually had that experience.
Wolf says poets should let others critique their work.
When I first started out slamming, I was one of those rapid fire, just go, 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 go. And several people would come up to me and say, you're saying some really cool stuff, but I'm missing most of it.
Hannah Sutter is a student at Kishwaukee College. She is working on her associate's degree in arts, and poetry is one of her electives. She delivered a portion of Jared Singer's poem, The Entomologist's Last Love Letter.
I do mean lovingly. Dice him into tiny pieces. She eats every morsel. Even the exoskeleton must go. She does this so that she has a first meal to regurgitate to feed their children. Now that is dedication.
Hannah says she likes how flexible slam poetry can be.
It's a medium where you can appreciate other people's styles, but you don't always have to imitate them. And you can also bring your own style and communicate cross-culturally.
I'm Yvonne Boone.
It only needed 3 albums, Together Forever by Shy, Heartbreak by New Edition, and the Boomerang soundtrack.